culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yes, sirree, baby. Welcome to Red October. That's where we are. We're in Red October. I'm going to get into some of that stuff here today. I'm going to make this prediction. 2 months from now, 2 months from today, we're going to wish it was October 4th. I just tell you, there's a train. There's a locomotive coming down the highway. I got a lot of stuff I want to throw up here and want to speak with you about today. I want to first of all thank Mark Trump for... This is the longest I've never in my life gone. That's a stupid thing to say. Since I've been doing the show, I've never gone. I don't think I've ever gone 3 days without a show. I didn't do Friday because I was up in the air flying to Boise, Idaho. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, natural weekend, and then here I am back in saddle again. But that's the longest period of time that I've been away from y'all. Chance to be able to get in here and vent, do the best I can, try to wake people up. Steve Deck's sleeping up in here. Somewhere tonight, today. I don't know if he got up yet. Michelle's up. Big weekend, man. We got a big weekend coming up here at Sky High. I want to talk about that in a second. And then I want some of you to get ready because I want to hear the weekend update. We've got, folks, we got so much stuff going on. You guys amaze me. You just amaze me. But you see, it really shouldn't be because, as I've told other people, if you're really a good manager or a really, really good coach, you can miss practice and nobody notices it. If you a true leader, now you get yourself in trouble. You can't try to be, use me as an illustration. I was a coach. You can't be me, but you replicate leaders who understand how to do it in their own way. If you go out and try to be me, you can't be me. I have a naturally loud, bombastic voice and you can't be me. But you can follow the leadership techniques that we apply and see how effective they are. And they become unbelievably effective. As I, you know, golly, I sat on a stupid plane. God, Lord, give me something besides an airplane. So you sit in a box like this, right? First of all, they flew me from Columbus, Ohio to Phoenix. Phoenix? Why would I want to go to Phoenix? They fly me clear down to Phoenix. Then they fly me clear up to Idaho. Why the hell didn't you just fly me straight to Idaho? What's going on here? Or at least fly me someplace close to Idaho. Phoenix? Then they did the same thing on the way home. And they got this little mask they make you put on, of course. And then how about this? You guys will appreciate this one. I am in the last seat in the plane. The last seat in the back. Right against the toilet. So there I sit for 4 hours coming home from Phoenix in the last seat. And every time somebody goes in there, I hear it flush. And then I remember that I was told by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny that the dirtiest, most dangerous part of an airplane is the toilet. Because people can pass viruses and fumes and all that kind of stuff through going to the restroom. And so there I am, hear that thing flush for four freaking hours coming home. I got my mask on. Oh, what a crazy world. Sir, would you pull that mask up over your nose? So I said, would you get them to quit farting in the bathroom? And maybe I will. Anyway, I made it home. It was a whirlwind tour. I left out Friday morning and able to be out there with my good friend Tom and Tracy Munns. Glad to be out there and be part of an event we had out there. And oh, I got so much I could tell you about that, but I'm not going to. But while I was in Boise, Idaho, flew in last night, got in time for Reese's 11th birthday party. It's good to be there. Got a bunch of stuff going on this weekend. And if you're coming to Sky High, please register so we know how many are coming. So we, from a food standpoint, you say, well, Coach, I'm a speaker. Okay, please register. So we know you're coming. Bringing your husband with you, whatever. So we know we have enough food. going to be beautiful weather, beautiful fall weather in Ohio. If you haven't been there, if you have never been to one of these, listen, hey, Spence, put that up there for me if you could real quick, our event this weekend. I believe this. This is the most critical gathering that we have ever had. I believe this. And I'm going to also tell you this, that a lot of the scheduling, you know, Gary and I are bouncing things back and forth. Speakers, discussion topics, they're subject to change because I think, can I tell you what I think? I think we're in red October. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And what the heck that means for us. When we return home on, what would the end of the weekend be? The 12th, October 12th. In fact, they're already starting, I think. So this is a preparedness summit. We would love for you to come. You can still come now, but we need you to get in and register quickly. I think it's like what, $40 something, $40 and $24 for a meal ticket. You don't even have to buy the meal ticket. We got to rent tents. We got to rent Porta Johns. We got a lot of expenses that go into it. That's why we recharge. But again, we would really, really love for you to come and join us this weekend. Sky High this weekend. I'm reading what I wrote over here. But I want to stop right there. I want to pause for a second. And I'd like to hear some feedback from the weekend. What some of y'all out there are doing. Chad's up in Wisconsin. Surge is kicking up in Buffalo. We got people doing stuff all over America. I'm going to, again, show you some good stuff here. Give me a full report. Dale Socia down there feeding all of New Orleans. And come on. Let's hear what our team's doing. Somebody throw your hand up and get in here. Let's hear from you.
I'm off the bench and back in the game, Coach. Good, bud. You know what? I kind of chuckled a little bit about that mask where you were sitting. It's probably the only time that you had a reason to want to wear a mask on the plane, right?
Yeah, I'd be the only way, right? Yeah. And I didn't smell any of the fumes, but I'm sure they're coming out.
They want an N95, please. No, listen, so brother, we had a wonderful time. Man, let me tell you what. My church has acquired 4 fantastic families that were in other churches. Brother, you want to talk about woke? They're out of there. One is, you want to do a temperature check at the door? Gone. You know, the other pastor, forced vaccine? Gone. Guess where they're coming? They're coming to our church, and they're all saying the same thing. We absolutely love it here. We cannot believe how you run your service. It's like, it's so family, so Bible interaction. They are saying it's a blessing and refreshing now. So that's the great news on that, that these people are coming out from amongst them. We fed over 400 people yesterday, brother. We had a guy show up yesterday. I've never heard this. He goes, we have food, but we don't have hot food because there's 10 or 15,000 people that still don't have electricity down in that area. Wow. And the one guy goes, we killed a gator the other day to eat. That's so Louisiana.
That's hungry. Right? That's hungry, man. That's hungry.
And Steve Deck and Debbie's cards got in. And brother, we have been passing out the Christian Revolution cards with every meal.
Awesome. Appreciate it, man. You're the right man in the right place, Dale. God bless you. Joe Allen, what you got going on, man?
Well, we had over 250 people at the wedding. Went great. Thank you for your prayers. And everybody asked about the cross hat. they know who it is now.
Awesome, man. Appreciate it, Joe. Look forward to seeing you this weekend. Clay, come on, man.
Yeah, I went down to Lexington, South Carolina to the Calvary Chapel Deep South Men's Conference. We had there was over 600 people there. They said that was the most they've ever had at one of these conferences. I think there was maybe 3 people that had masks on at the whole conference. And I handed out Coach Dave Live cards and told them about the Christian Revolution. And it was, you know, for a church conference, it was pretty good conference. The information they presented, it was pushing back against what's going on in government and about the mandates and all. So it was overall a pretty darn good weekend out there.
Good man.
And what I was surprised about, though, was I was the only one out of 600 people that had a Coach Dave Live hat on. So we got to recruit the Deep South.
Got to recruit him. You're the man. You go get him, Clay. All right. Hey, listen, real quickly. I'll come back to. Come on in, Myra, then Kim.
Good morning, Saints. How are you? Awesome. Just like Parker said, I was the only one with my red shirt. Past the Salt Ministry. Some people recognize it, and I say yes. I'm so proud to be part of the group. Pass out the cards that Steve Deck gave me when we met here in Washington, D.C., and we went to the Four Cornerstones.
Yes, ma'am.
And I passed them all, and it was a beautiful event. Since Roe versus Wade in 1973, the second most important case, Dobbs versus Jackson's, is going on today. In the Supreme Court, and supposedly they are supposed to be back in December 1st, although we don't know that for sure. And it was beautiful. And I give praise and glory to the Lord for everything, because I cannot do anything without him.
And we'll see you this weekend, Myra. We'll see you this weekend. And I got your information. We'll get you picked up. I've been swamped. So I haven't, a lot of emails I haven't been getting to, but praise the Lord. Hey folks, listen, I have zero. Let me do this. Zero. Now, see, they'll take that and say, look, coach is giving that 666 signal. Look at him. He's a Mason. Listen, I have zero confidence in the Supreme Court. Zero confidence in anything that they're going to rule, okay? They're all bought and paid off. The Luciferians are controlling them. So I'm believing that Roe versus Wade will be overturned, but it's going to be overturned by the church. It's not going to be overturned by the Supreme Court. Only the church can stop abortion. Come on in, Kim, up there in Buffalo. Good to hear you this morning.
Hey there. Good morning. And we've got exciting things happening. We have Mario Morello this week.
Oh, man.
Octavia. And last night in the pouring rain, there was so much overflow. There are hundreds of extra people. Some of them had umbrellas, some of them not. They didn't care. They stayed for the whole thing. It's exciting to see, and we're excited about what might happen tonight. So,
amen, Kim. You're coming down this weekend?
Yes.
Awesome. We got some new recruits coming down there. God bless you, Kim. And Serge is up there. Serge won't come in here and tell us. Serge is out there. He's out at the Buffalo Bills game again. Serge is relentless. Keep after him, Serge. That's all I can say. Oh, my goodness. Claudine, let's get her in there before Jeff. Claudine, she's up there in New Hampshire raising all kind of cane, and we're going to be up there on the, I think it's the 15th. We're going to go up there and stand with those girls up there. What's going on in New Hampshire, Claudine?
Well, Coach, finally got over 1,500 people to show up at the state capitol.
1,500 people.
We marched the streets without a permit, and right? People came out. It was fantastic. I was in awe. It was awesome. And then last night we had some fun with a beep brigade going around our Sununu's home residence.
The governor.
That's right.
The governor.
And you know, the cops were awesome. They're like, keep on going. There's nothing we can do to stop you. So we did probably almost a dozen laps around his house. It was great.
I can't wait to get up there with you guys. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Can't wait to see you.
Bless you, dear. Jeff Klein, come on in. Jeff and Craig. And hi, Brad.
Coach, we had a meeting last night in Mount Vernon, so we thought we better partake of it. No opportunity to pass out Coach Dave cards for the thing. We went in this meeting. They're 6 foot distancing with their chairs. They all got masks on. It is the UCC Church in Mount Vernon starting their first flag event, FLAG. They want to bring that into Knox County. They were just livid with us. Me, Tom, Branstool, Dudley, one other guy. This was the thing of the evening. Some guy showed up when he's out front. And so we met him. Like, what are you doing here? Oh, I just started going to church about 2 months ago. And I can't figure out why nobody's down here at this meeting to find out what these people are doing. Brand new guy. I mean, we didn't know him. But afterwards, we got to chat with him. Good guy. But he showed up on his own by himself to come down and be resistance to this meeting. So we made a good contact. They hated us last night, but we got to go in and just give them some truth. It was ugly, but we went.
Hey, man. Amen. Hey, it's going on. I'm going to show you some videos. It's going on everywhere. Craig, come on in. Don't talk about any zeros, Craig, but otherwise, come on in.
No zeros, Coach, but okay. Just about what Myra's – it's almost like God is giving the Supreme Court one more chance to redeem itself.
It is, isn't it?
It is. To have this happen October 4th, and you know in your spirit what things are coming – he's almost like saying, look, I'm giving you as much mercy as I can give you. But I do agree with your analogy. I don't trust the Supreme Court.
Nope, I don't either, buddy. Hey, Bob, what Bob Dylan sing, got to serve somebody. Supreme Court ain't serving you. I can promise you that, folks. They're not serving the American people. They're serving somebody else. Oh, yeah, even Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett. And how hard is it to do the right thing? How hard is it for some – how hard is it for an educated human being to say, you know what, killing a baby is murder? How hard is that to say? Rather than looking over your shoulder at stare decisis, see what previous court decisions were, what other judges say. This is 2021. You can't look at science and say that's a baby inside of a woman. What? Are you kidding me? At the same time, they can't look and say, well, you know what? You can't just put an injection in somebody's arm. But this, folks, this is the ultimate confusion. It is the ultimate confusion. That's what's going on. It's unbelievable. Well, how Brett? Come on in. Who's the author of confusion? Oh, we all know that one, don't we?
We know who the author of confusion is. But, Coach, what an amazing weekend. I was at Millersville University in Pennsylvania Friday and Saturday, and then had the honor of being with Surge yesterday near the Buffalo Bills Stadium. Surge is doing such a great job for you, Coach. He's amazing. And then I was in the pouring rain at the Mario Murillo event last night. Man, God is moving, Coach.
He is.
Your team is leading the way.
Amen. Well, we're not leading the way. We're in the part. We're in the mix, though, brother. There's no doubt about it. We're me? Oh, God, I wonder how that happens. Because I say this repeatedly. I don't know if we're I know we're having impact. You can't find another ministry doing what we're doing. There may be some. I don't know many. I'm just telling you. Nobody. I went to the event in Boise this weekend. Actually, it was Twin Falls. That's one of the most beautiful cities in America. If you've ever been to Twin Falls, Idaho. Jeezy peasy. Anyway, Dr. Merritt was there. I forget her name. My name won't break. Had lunch with her last night. That's crazy. Had 2 nights ago. Anyway, Lee Merritt, Alex Newman. I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. And there's about 300 people there. Because you know why? Because everybody thinks somebody's going to do something. And the truth of the matter, there isn't hardly anybody doing anything. There's small pockets of it. But you think of the huge ministries in America focus on the family, Family Research Council, American Center for Law and Justice. We could run down them all. You mean to tell me that those guys couldn't get organized together and do what we're doing? You mean to tell me they could? You really believe that? Or are they bought and sold? What is going on? What has gone on with Franklin Graham? And people say, Coach, you just make fun of Franklin Graham because you're jealous. I ain't jealous of Franklin Graham. Why the hell would I want to be Franklin Graham? You mean to tell me he can get hundreds of thousands of people engaged for tornadoes, but he can't get them engaged to rescue our freedoms? He can't do that? He can't get them engaged to stop mandatory jabs? He can't get engaged in that? He can't get them engaged to wake up people against this Luciferian Fauci? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because I've told you before, you raise money when you do mercy ministry. People love to give money to people who are, you know, oh, their house roof poof off. We love to do that. In the meantime, they're murdering babies. They're indoctrinating your children. They're teaching your boys how to have sodomy. And nobody, hey, huh? What? There's pietism. And Pastor Tom texted me that we're all guilty. Well, are we all guilty of some sin? All of us? You say, oh, well, I'm a sinner saved by. Yeah, but you know, I try to live a really righteous life. I do. I try to live a righteous life. I do. I stumble sometimes, but I think that in this whole thing called whatever, this Christian experience that I'm living in, listen, it's not a works thing, okay? It's not a works thing. I think probably sometimes when I say a bad word, the Lord looks down at me just like young kids. Daggone it, quit that. Quit that. But he says, keep going, man. Keep going. Keep going. He didn't put me on the bench because I said poop. I don't think he does anyway. He says, I like your attitude, dude. Keep going. Stop saying that stuff. Keep going. I'm with you. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. But we like to sit back and judge people by stupid stuff. Stupid stuff. Stupid stuff. Oh, my God. Don't get me going on that one. Come on in, Mel.
Yeah, I'm just reflecting on what you guys are saying. I think we just have to stop, you know, relying and expecting, you know, in man, do you know what I mean? Like that somehow Trump's going to save the day or whatever, because by doing that, it keeps everybody with their butts on their couches, not doing anything. So we need to stop that. I heard yesterday that Trump said everybody should get the jab and he doesn't see any problem with it. So, you know what, we really have to, you know, I know that, I mean, I'll tell you, I did it too. Oh, it's the optics. Oh, it's the this or that. You know what? We have to just take that information as it comes to us and put it on the shelf. And say, you know what, this might really be true. Stop believing in man. We need to put our faith in God. We need to keep our eyes on God and just knock it off, because we have to be active now. And it's really important. Thank you.
Amen, Mal. We're in Red October. I'm going to get that here in a second. Silver calling, and then Dale and Jack. Go ahead, Silver.
Now, Coach, I was going to say your main question concerning these major ministries is the answer is pride. They all have their own way of doing things, and never the twain shall meet.
And Joe, the truth is, they don't want anything bad said about them, and that's pride, right? Hey, those Luciferians out there, let me tell you something. I really want to use the SHIT word, but I'm not going to, because somebody will get me offended with it, right? I want right-wing watch, and I want those Luciferians on the left to know I don't give a poop what they think about. I couldn't care less. Send me as many emails as you want to. Say as much stuff as you want to. I couldn't care less what you – what makes you think I care what you think? We're talking about the truth here. We're talking about the battle for truth. And I'm going to be intimidated because somebody's going to write a bad article about me? Come on, Frank Graham. Come on, Robert Jeffress. Come on, will you? Come on, Tony Perkins. We're calling for prayer vigils and get people out in the streets. Let's pray as we go. Let's get in the streets and pray. Let's come out. Let's quit hiding. Let's become visible. Come on, church. Go ahead, Dale.
Amen, brother. I'm telling you, man, prayer is good while you're leaning on a shovel, but somewhere along the line, God's going to tell you, yeah, now start digging the hole.
Sling a stone, right? Sling a stone.
And coach, what you have done here, this is the playing field. This is what you have put these guys in spring training for the season. And what you just went through at the beginning of the show, these are the people out there doing it. And you know me, listen, I have no problem with Mercy Ministries, but I have no problem with prophetic ministry. I told my church, I said, if I had all the hamburgers that have been shot at us while we're out in front of abortion clinics, we'd have enough to do a whole feeding, because that's the whole truth. People don't like the prophetic part of the ministry, but there is a balance. And when I listened to what everybody was doing that is active through Pass Assault this weekend, brother, there you are. You're balanced. You do have prophetic, but you have a heart for, you know, there's only one or two other people who have reached out like you guys have had to help us down here. Mm-hmm. So, brother, there's nothing wrong with the Mercy Ministry, but it has to be balanced with the prophetic ministry.
That's right, Dale. Some of us are street fighters.
That, brother.
Some are nurses, idea. Right? Why do they want to make me a nurse?
Well,
I'm a street fighter.
When we started this, I told them right off the get-go, I said, if we don't have Bibles, we don't serve food. Let me tell you what, if we're not gonna get a hold of these people and minister to them and let them know that they need Christ as a savior, we're doing them no good.
That's right, Dale. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, what Silver said is absolutely right. It's the pride blocks the unity. We've got three or four good groups working that are working separately, and their pride won't allow them to work together, so we never unify. We could be an amazing force for good, and we just blow it every time.
Jack, let me. It's about mailing lists, folks. I shouldn't confess this, but I'm going to confess this. Here at Pass Assault Ministries, we live monthly off of the donations of folks like you. You know that. I've told you that. We do a monthly newsletter. I've done a monthly newsletter for 20 years. It's how I feed my family and how our ministry operates. Last month, for the first time in our history, we did not send out a monthly newsletter. Remember, I was 2 weeks sick. I just couldn't get up the energy. I couldn't do it. And I always try to send it out the first of the month. I did not send out a monthly newsletter last month. And our donations went up. Is that unbelievable? Is that unbelievable? So I'll get a newsletter out this month. But people recognize the fact that we're doing good work here, man. You guys. You're doing good work. And you know, there's others who did stuff this weekend we haven't heard about. There are others. Chad was up in, I don't know, he's probably sleeping in. He's up in Wisconsin. There's all kinds of stuff going on that we don't even know about. Lorna and Eggs out there. You don't even know that story. I'll get her on there and have her tell that story, what's going on with her. It's crazy what's going on. But see, we're standing up and we're pushing back, right? Come on in, Betty. Larry and Larry.
Good morning. Yep, I tell you what, I got a lot of friends that are just sitting on their duff waiting for Trump to do his thing and whatever. It just doesn't work. Do you mind if I read a 2-minute story?
Go ahead.
All right. And it says, God will save me. A terrible storm came into a town and local officials sent out an emergency warning that the river banks would soon overflow and flood the nearby homes. They ordered everyone in the town to evacuate immediately. A faithful Christian man heard the warning and decided to stay, saying to himself, I will trust God, and if I am in danger, then God will send a divine miracle to save me. The neighbors came by his house and said to him, we're leaving and there is room for you in our car. Please come with us. But the man declined. I have faith that God will save me. As the man stood on his porch watching the water rise up the steps, a man in a canoe paddled by and called him, hurry and come into my canoe. The waters are rising quickly. But the man again said, no thanks, God will save me. The flood waters rose higher, pouring water into his living room, and the man had to retreat to the second floor. The police motorboat came by and saw him at the window. We'll come up and rescue you, they shouted, but the man refused, waving them off, saying, use your time to save someone else. I have faith that God will save me. The flood waters rose higher and higher, and the man had to climb up to his rooftop. A helicopter spotted him and dropped a rope ladder. A rescue officer came down the ladder and pleaded with the man, grab my hand and I will pull you up. But the man still refused, folding his arms tightly to his body. No, thank you. God will save me. Shortly after, the house broke up and the flood water swept the man away and he drowned. While in heaven, the man stood before God and asked, I put all of my faith in you. Why didn't you come and save me? And God said, son, I sent you a warning. I sent you a car. I sent you a canoe. I sent you a motorboat. I sent you a helicopter. What more were you looking for? That is what the problem is with people today. They are waiting for this miracle to happen, and nothing's going to happen because they're sitting on their duff.
Betty, how about this, dear? I want to be somebody's miracle. I want to be the guy that shows up. I'm not waiting for somebody to come and rescue me. I want to go rescue them. I'm going to shift gears here. Go ahead, Larry. Then I'm going to shift gears.
Yeah, this pride stopping the unity thing is so true. And the unity thing is each other, not only as individuals, but when you have a group in your local neighborhood that's doing something, find another group that's doing something and help that group out, and they can help your group out, and the whole thing can grow, you know, like a little seed. When you plant it in the ground, you give it enough nourishment and water and stuff, it turns into a big plant. And I'm going to pitch it again. You guys are getting tired of me saying it. Friends of Liberty United. Friends of Liberty United.
Go ahead, Naomi.
The whole purpose is to get groups to work with each other. And I don't know what the resistance is. But anyway, it's there. Thank you.
Go ahead, Naomi. Naomi.
If I can get unmuted. So the story that Betty just read, doesn't that fall into where some people say, well, I just want God's will to be done. I'm praying for God's will. So they're trusting God for God's will and whatever happens. And a lot of attempts are coming their way to try and help them, but I'm just praying for God's will, and that's what they go with.
Well, God's will is for you to go. That's his will. Go ye therefore. It's easy. There's his will. Quit praying for it. Go, Craig.
Coach, even countries make alliances with other countries at a time of war.
Yes, sir. Well, we don't know we're at war, Craig.
And we're at a time of war, right? That's what you keep saying.
We don't believe it, do we? So here's what's going on. You guys keep popping up. I got to get to what I got to do here today. Hang on with me. It's Red October. Red October, and I want to present some stuff to you today, right now, that maybe maybe you're not on top of. Spencer, click on The Great Awakening. Folks, listen, the rude awakening has begun. As my friend John says, the rude awakening is beginning. And I want, Silver, get your voice ready. I posted on our website this video from Cliff High. Cliff High's an analyst, okay? Take it with a grain of salt if you want to. Don't have to. The video's about, I don't know, it's pretty long, about an hour and 20 minutes long. But it's summarized right here, okay? Silver, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Silver, I want you to read down through this. Friends, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. This is Red October. It's going to happen this month. It's going to happen this month. And here's what's going to happen this month. And I don't know if Cliff gets into this or it's whether something else I want to show you. There is a great awakening coming. There's a great awakening coming. People are now understanding. They're now understanding something's wrong with the government. Something's wrong with the vaccine. People are starting, they're starting to get it. Slowly but surely, they're starting to get it. That's the rude awakening. Rude awakening that my buddy John talks about, right? But Cliff High breaks it down even more. So just bear with me here a second. It's take us 5 minutes probably. And Joe's going to read the synopsis of the Cliff High video that is or will soon be posted on our internet. Go ahead and read that, Joe.
Okay. Cliff High is an internet data mining expert who has many well-documented correct forecasts. He predicted that Bitcoin would rise to $64,000. It did, when it was less than $10 per unit. High uses something he calls predictive linguistics and computer programs to sort through billions of bits of information on the internet to predict future trends and events. High's recent data shows everything is in the process of breaking down.
Listen, friends, everything is in the process of breaking down. A rude awakening is coming. Keep going, Joe.
Food production, trucking, health services, millions will get very sick and many of them will die. The military breaks down, political system breaks down, and the financial system will suffer a horrible, unfixable crash. High says the breakdowns are getting so bad that he is calling this month Red October. In short, the breakdowns will wake up the masses to all the evil that has been hidden.
Read that again, Joe.
In short, the breakdowns will wake up the masses to all the evil that has been hidden. High says, we can follow these things on up to find out where the real evil is. And I hope we don't destroy our ability to do that in the process of cleaning this out. We are at this point where the normies are going to wake up.
Rude awakening, Joe. Are you guys with me? There's a rude awakening coming. People are going to all of a sudden say, wow, wow. Go ahead.
But what are they going to wake up to? Are they going to wake up to Biden cheated? Are they going to wake up to Biden the traitor at the request of the CCP? That he assisted the CCP in cheating? Or that they're going to wake up to Biden the globalist working with CCP stooges? There are so many layers, it's going to take a long time for people to come to some understanding. I think basically they will get to a point where that they say, that's good enough. I don't need to know anymore.
Amen. Anybody else there? I've been there for about 28 years, right? I don't need to know anything else. I get it already, right? But we're talking about those people that you come in contact with every day. There's a rude awakening coming, friends, a rude awakening. When they're going to find out, oh, my God, I got so much information. We're going to find out that we're finding out that people are, in fact, dying from the vaccine. There's no doubt about it. It's a vaccine. It's killing people. It's not.
Hey, man.
It's a vaccine. Those stats, those facts are already out there. They're being hidden. But they're going to get out there. Because why? Because people are going to begin talking to each other and realize why my brother Larry had a stroke. Yeah, really? So Joe had a stroke. You know, I heard. Oh yeah. They can't. They may be able to hide it off of Facebook and YouTube and my tube and his tube, but they're not going to be able to hold it very much longer as actual people are getting sick and having the consequences of it. Keep going, Joe.
One very big wake-up call is going to come from our crashing financial system. High explains, quote, this hyperinflation is showing up everywhere. We will have the real markets, cost of potatoes, gold, silver, and Bitcoin, and those things that are outside of the dollar system. This month, October, I think we'll start a bull run in commodity prices that is similar to what happened in Venezuela. That will be our financial system. Last gasping breaths. It will be shuddering and shaking through October, November, and I don't know if it will be much of December. This will be a very crushing time and a very burdensome time. People need to know that we will get through this. It's not going to be the end of the world, but it's going to be the end of the world as we knew it. But the end of the world as we knew it was oppressive. It was from the people that kept us enslaved. This is a very terrible time indeed, but it liberates us.
You get what I'm saying? It's like going through a boxing match, right? Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. And at the end of them, one of them is going to be standing. They're both going to be battered and bruised, but one of them is going to be standing. And I believe it's going to be our side that's going to be standing. But we're going to go through it, folks. Go, Joe.
High also sees in the data, people will wake up to being purposely poisoned and murdered. And this is actually asymmetrical warfare. The deep state players, such as government bureaucrats, drug company executives, and doctors who pushed this will face an outraged, grieving public.
Can you imagine the outrage when the truth comes out that the vaccines were killing people? Can you imagine, friends? Can you imagine? Go ahead, Joe.
High says, this will turn very, very ugly. I don't even like to talk about it because there is nothing you can do about it. They will come to understand that this was deliberate. The data says individuals will take revenge on the people who actually injected them.
Wow.
High goes into detail of what he is seeing in the data for years into the future, and it's not pretty for the evil people who perpetrated this crime against humanity. High explains, I am also of the opinion that we'll carry up the chain, and you will see people take revenge on, basically, world leaders, you know, the politicians and the Bill Gates of the world. High says the data is telling him that cash will be king.
Did I tell you that last week? Get some cash out. Did I tell you that? Get some cash out. Go ahead.
Even though the Federal Reserve may go completely away, High also sees gold at $20,000 per ounce and silver vaulting higher day after day. High contends that when it comes to silver in the low $20 per ounce range,
which is where it is today,
they are actually paying you to take it. High also says the price of the white metal should be at least $600 per ounce. They are suppressing it by about $580 per ounce. And that means it's very cheap to buy at the suppressed price.
Okay, keep going. About done.
High says Bitcoin will go to at least 100,000 per unit and maybe much higher by the end of 2021. High's data also says at least 30% of the normies will be awake by the end of October, with many more to follow in November and December.
So there you go. Okay, there you go. Now I want to show you something. I want to show you something here. The normies are waking up, friends. They're waking up. Spencer, go down and go. It says school demonic entities. School demonic entities, and then go to the 2-minute and 40-second mark. This is all. This was on CNN. I think I found this thing. I want you to listen to what some of the mamas, what people are starting to say at school board meetings. We have got to make this spiritual because it is spiritual. 2-minute and 40 mark. Is that the right one? Did I give you the right one? Tell me I did. Play at 2:40. Maybe it's that one, brother. Yeah. That's it. Hey, Spencer.
Opinions, we understand.
No. I must be drunk. Scroll down, Spencer. The next one. Go down. Go down. Keep going. There we go. Right there, Spencer. It's demonic. Go to the 2-minute and 40-second mark. And listen to this. This, folks, this is going on all across America. This is a mother at a school board meeting.
Check out the latest from a nurse in Florida.
My name is Melissa. I have two daughters in the school system. These are demonic entities, and we need to stick together. Remember, we have authority in Christ Jesus. These are demonic entities in all the school boards of all the United States of America, and all of us Christians will be sticking together to take them all out. All the police officers that kick us out for our First Amendment right will also be going down with them. Do you understand? I'm a nurse, infectious disease, 13 years. Masks don't work. These doctors that sit up here that were sneering at us and looking at us like we're scumbags, they need to go back to f***ing medical school.
Ma'am, you're out of order.
Please.
This is your last warning.
And they shut her mic.
Turn my mic off. Communications.
They need to remember, natural immunity is best. You are all demonic entities. You are going to be taken down.
The Lord already had your first warning, and this is your last. She cannot speak anymore.
Oh!
Demonic
entities didn't like being called demonic entities.
Winstrom, go ahead to 4 minute and 50 second markers. Another one. Folks, it's going on all across America. All across America, this happened. Now, if we could only get our pastors awake and join in. 4 minutes and 50 second mark. Here's another mama.
With her.
But this could kill my daughter. I was born with a congenital heart defect. This could kill me. And yet you want to force me to get the vaccine, and you want to force me to get my daughter the vaccine. It's not okay. I oppose this resolution because there is the American way with information. So I want to say that there is this misinformation out there that the U.S. government always has the best interests of its people in mind and the best intentions, because your own precious critical race theory would disagree. The world, we have the Trail of Tears. We have the Japanese internment camps. We have the Tuskegee study on syphilis. They're just a few examples of how the government does not protect their people. They do not do what's best. And I am now standing here in the minority saying, I will not be vaccinated. I will not comply. I will not put a mask on my daughter because she has sleep apnea. She has problems enough getting oxygen. But you want to require it for every place that we would go indoors. It's not okay. People are being affected by this vaccine. My daughter went on vacation with her father, whose fiance was vaccinated. They stayed with a family who was vaccinated.
I see a lot of you want to get in. I'm not done yet. Stay with me a second. Spencer, go down and pull up. We got fully vaccinated, Spencer. Fully vaccinated. Friends, do you know this? The truth's out now. That's why we're going to win. That's why the Great Awakening is coming. The Department of Defense data shows 60% of COVID hospitalizations and 65 and older patients are fully vaccinated. 65% of the people who are getting sick now are fully vaccinated. The vaccines don't work. People are going to find out. People are going to not only find out the vaccines don't work, they're going to find out the vaccines are causing heart attacks and strokes and all other kinds of things. And the pushback, what Cliff High told us, is going to be absolutely unbelievable. One more thing, Spencer, go to down at the bottom, because this is where I really want to. No, I'm sorry, Spencer. We love Trump. Click on it, says we love Trump. Bear with me. Airline pilots. I just got off an airplane. Airline pilots push back against COVID-19 injections. Airline pilots saying, we ain't taking it. We're not going to do it. It's happening everywhere as more and more information is getting out there, and they're doing everything they can to make sure that you don't get the truth. It's exactly what Cliff High was talking about. When the normies wake up and see what the hell's going on, they are going to be absolutely livid what's been done to them. Oh, my goodness. One more thing here, Spencer, quickly. What do I want to do here, Lord? I know y'all want something. I got to do this. Pull up. Here's what I think. Here's a battle plan that my brain's going. spinning like it is sometimes, right? Click on Online Ministries, National School Boards Association. Click on that one, Spencer. The National School Board Association. They're now getting upset because why? Why? People are showing up at school boards. And they're crying, oh, no. Because you understand school boards are controlled by the nationals, right? And so the locals, Jeff's being encouraged, Jeff, the locals are catching all the crap. And they're complaining to the hires up. Hey, how'd this crap end up in my lap? You guys are the ones that are doing it, right? So the National School Boards Association, they're calling for the government to step in to protect the school board meetings. But here's what we have to do. I'm convinced of it. Came to me this weekend. One of the focuses we have to be, folks, that we have to, somebody out there, hear me. We've got to begin to demand that your tax dollars follow the student. That not all money, you should not have to pay your property taxes to fund your local public school and then pay $5,000 a year to send your kid to private school because your education's so bad. And we will break the back of the teachers' unions if we demand that our elected officials allow the tax dollars to follow the student. You guys understand what I'm saying? You understand that if you pay $5,000 a year in property tax, and let's say your school gets government funding because everybody, the public schools get federal funding. Maybe if we checked, I should have done this. It's probably in the neighborhood of $10,000, $12,000 a year. Probably federal funding, everything goes to, follows the student into the local school system, right? And so Reggie puts her kids, homeschools her kids, or puts her kids in a Catholic education, whatever she wants to. Reggie pays all that money, and the federal dollars come into the public school. So all that federal money's in there, $12,000 a year, to teach Reggie's kids, who aren't even in the school, because Reggie's digging in her pocket to put them into a private school. Can somebody explain to me why those tax dollars shouldn't follow the kid?
Boom. Amen.
Boom.
And once we do that, they will lose their power. And you know what else will happen? Christian schools will flourish. Why? Because money's coming into them. Money's coming in to educate the kids. This is so critical that we understand the importance of this. They are destroying us through our children. What I have up on the screen right now talks about gaslighting, brainwashing, and the communist system is the American education system. We are losing America through our schools. Friends, we're losing America through our schools. I don't care how good your band is. I don't care if your football team's undefeated. They're teaching your kids filth. They're pouring filth into your kids. And the only way we can do it is we have got to get those kids out of those public schools. Now, why can't we do that? Because the most powerful organization in America is the National Education Union, the Teachers Union. Why doesn't the Teachers Union want the money to follow the children? Because there's less money for them to get raises. So you take the money out, you need less teachers, right? Now, see, they're in the process of creating new positions. Oh, they have a teacher of tolerance and a teacher of inclusion and teacher. You with me? What's going on, right? This is something we ought to raise up, and a million of us go to our local, to our state representatives or whoever, and say no more. Are my tax dollar follows my student. My tax dollar goes over here. And hell with the separation of church and state, which is what they're trying to do, because they're taking your child and they're indoctrinating in your child in the religion of socialism and humanism and all this other bull crap. They're teaching your children that with your dollars and then making you pay, work double shifts to get your kids into a little Christian school. Anybody see what's going on here for me? Somebody say amen. Somebody, this, folks, this ought to
amen.
Be.
Amen.
This
amen.
Ought to be.
Amen.
Amen.
This
amen.
Is critical grassroots. We can amen. Have impact in our schools. We can have impact. We can.
Welcome
we can.
To the war, Coach.
It's the war. It is the war. It's the war for our children. Oh, my goodness. How do I get all of you in here? How do I get all of you?
It all creates some extra issues.
Go ahead, hey, Reggie.
Coach, don't forget your grandkids. Don't forget you should pay for your grandkids.
Yeah, my grandkids. That's right. Right? Huh? All my property taxes. You mean I'm all that property tax I'm paying? None of it's going to educate my homeschool grandchildren. Are you kidding me? That money ought to come back to me. It ought to come back into our home, so we can get the computers and the stuff that we need. Oh, buddy, if they control the money, they control you. We all know that. Go ahead, Reggie.
Good morning. I rejoice at starting to wake up. I mean, for years I've been praying for this, but that lady at the school board, one of the things I want to help people understand is when we did our march out at Columbus at the state house, when people go to march, they need to go there to do warfare. They need to, on the four corners, be taking down strongholds. People don't understand the prayer, and they've kept us so ignorant in the pews. They don't teach this. So she's right. You're dealing with the Luciferian system in the school boards, everywhere you go, even police departments. People need to take to the streets and start doing deliverance.
Reggie, public churches support public schools.
It's all the same system.
Let's do it, Reg. Come on.
I have been doing it. That's what my little
tiny girl. Let's get her done.
Does anybody think Frank Graham could maybe get behind that movement, huh? How about Tony Perkins? Think maybe they could get behind that movement? Think Jack Van Impe could get behind that movement? You think Joel Osteen could get behind that movement and really rescue our children? No, they can't be doing that. No.
Hey, Coach, one last thing. Everybody's, going and spending their time trying to look at what they can counter with as far as legalities when they go to these places. I am serious. You need to do some research and start exposing the people that are sitting in these places. You're going to find dirt, a lot of it. Disgusting.
Amen. Joe Allen, come on in. Let's get rolling down through here.
Yeah. We had over 20-something military people at our wedding this weekend, family members. Every one of them is having adverse reactions from their commands. Every one of them. We're looking at around 6 months of this going on, not 1 month in October.
No, it's the beginning. It's the beginning of it, Joe. The
beginning of it.
Yeah. It's a destruction of that system. That evil system's coming down. That evil system's coming down.
And even this, and I don't want to brag about my church. We got 32 families in there. Each one of them's got 6 to 10 kids. Every one of them are homeschooled. There is no excuse for parents to sit there and have their children in schools.
There isn't, Joseph, except let's go get the tax dollars that we deserve to pay for them. They wouldn't have to do it. Come on. I'm with you, Joe. Rachelle.
Good morning, team. I just wanted to point out, I'm sure everybody in the queue already knows this, but just in case there are some normies tuning in, when they call someone vaccinated, that means they've had the second dose and it's been 14 days since that injection. So there are people who are dying in between that 14-day period, and they're not even considered vaccinated. Yeah,
there's all kinds of that. They're losing because their house is built on lies. They're not going to win. Jeff Nell. Quickly.
Yeah, I drove by the senior center and it has a vaccine sign in front of it. Oh, excuse me, I said the word. And second, I was at the Walmart and discussed with a church member of another church for an hour, and he still walked away from me because I told the truth.
Go ahead, Roger.
I was just going to say, in the city of Baltimore, back to your school thing, they did a study a year or so ago. Of all 12 high schools, they found not one student could pass the 9th grade math proficiency in that school system. And the average cost per student they were getting tax dollars was around $16,000. Imagine that. I mean, think of that. If the Black community would rise up on that issue alone, this thing would be over.
Well, Roger, they got to teach them about transsexuals and gender-based, we're so freaking stupid. We're so stupid. Revelation, that's 2015. Come on in. That's, my goodness. Go ahead. Come on in.
Hey, Coach. I just wanted to expand upon your idea about the taxes. Instead of threatening the school board and the city governments and whatnot with not paying the taxes, how about we just not pay the taxes and use our religion as an excuse for why we shouldn't fund racism, abortion, and all the other causes that go against our religion.
Can I tell you why? Because we want a bloodless war. We want to win a war that doesn't cost us anything, right? You say, what? You're going to pay your taxes, you're going to go to jail? Well, some of us are going to have to go to jail. That's just the matter. You know, when you stormed Omaha Beach, Normandy Beach, A lot of guys paid the ultimate price. We cannot win a war if we're not willing to sacrifice. Some of us are going to have to pay a price. Some of us are going to have to. And if we don't have to pay a price, then it isn't even a war anyway. Come on in, Emma. Mm-hmm.
38 years ago, when my first child was born, I realized that I needed to homeschool her, and so I did. And we struggled, and we struggled, and we struggled. But it was worth it. All four of them are adults and making a difference in our world.
Amen. They haven't been indoctrinated. By the way, over here, gaslighting. You guys know what gaslighting is? Hang on, I'll get to you in a second. Projection. Here's what they do. Gaslighting. It's called projection as well. It says this: projection is the process of displacing one's feelings onto a different person, animal, or object. The term is most commonly used to describe defensive projection, attributing one's own unacceptable urges to another. That's gaslighting. Because I'm racist, I'm going to accuse you of it, right? Because I'm homophobic, I'm going to accuse you of it. For example, if someone continuously bullies and ridicules a peer about his insecurities, the bully might be projecting his own struggle with self-esteem onto the other person. That's what projection is, folks. That's exactly what they're doing. And gaslighting is an insidious form of manipulation and psychological control. Victims of gaslighting are deliberately and systematically fed false information that leads them to question what they know to be true, often about themselves. Can you say vaccines? Can you say social distancing? Can you say masks? Say, well, listen, I know I shouldn't wear a mask, but Fauci's saying this and the doctor's saying this. That's gaslighting, folks. They may end up doubting their memory, their perception, and even their sanity. Over time, a gaslighter's manipulations can grow more complex and potent, making it increasingly difficult for the victim to see the truth. Is that America? They can't even see the truth. There are people around them in hospitals having heart attacks and strokes, and they can't even see the truth that's directly connected to the vaccine. They can't even see it. Can't even see it. Why? Gaslighting. They've been told to. They've been brainwashed. Jeff Klein, come on in. I feel you, Jack. Hang on.
Coach, that guy we met last night, he told us, we talked about the steps are ordered. Our steps are ordered of the Lord. He said, you know, I remember now seeing you at that school board meeting. I told my wife, I said, we need to get a hold of these people. So there he was last night. Now, I also got a text this weekend from my buddy. You know who I'm talking about, on the school board. He said, we're making a little bit of ground on this ridiculous situation, but we need your help. He said, let's meet for that cup of coffee. So they're reaching out. You know what I mean?
Good. We got to keep the pressure on. Come on, Jack. Come in quickly.
Okay. We got to be very careful, Coach. The principle you're talking about is correct, but if we conflate lawlessness, teachers union, and public schools and break the back of the whole thing, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to fail. This is a complex issue, and breaking the back of the teachers union is a goal. Forcing the law on the lawlessness, breaking the back of the lawlessness. But if we simply eliminate the public school system, which has become perverted, we need to rethink how we do that. The public school system originally is why we learned how to do these things. Now it's totally perverted because we've allowed the teachers union to control the whole thing.
And come on in, Dale. Enough from Maine. Come on in, Dale.
Brother, two things. Schools, you remember you always said follow the money, and then you were saying when you go to these board meetings, just ask them that question: who's controlling you? Louisiana. So I did my homework. Louisiana is about to receive $2 billion into their school system for their COVID works.
Sure.
And secondly, on Friday we talked about this. The Supreme Court ruled in 2012, if you were injected with an mRNA, you're no longer human, you're transhuman. And this is the first vaccine ever with an mRNA in it.
Come on in, Bernie. Quickly.
Yeah, Coach, like years ago when my wife was in the legislature, she had a bill to try and allow people to apply their part of their property tax to their school, whether it was private or homeschool, just the part that they were paying. And that pushback was so much. But even just though people don't understand the situation behind this, you know, even if you could just get down to smaller school systems, you could fix a lot of these problems. It's kind of like the big church, you know, you get a pope or some big thing, they screw things way up, and people develop these little kingdoms and everything.
Yeah.
And that becomes the problem. You need to get back down to, we want our kids educated. We want our kids to be able to think. We want them to be able to read beyond just the natural. We don't want everybody to be the same.
Amen. And, well, Bernie, listen, we're out of time. Folks, we're not going to win without some blood being shed. Hey.
Amen.
Use that. That can be literal, but I'm talking about some of us got to get some skin in the game, and some of us are going to get beat up, and some of us are going to get. Yeah, we are. It is. It's the consequences of war. And what did I put right down here? The rude awakening has begun, friends. Rude awakening's begun. You guys have been on the front lines of it, and now more than ever, you have to step up and you have to lead. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.